Welcome to Just for a Moment. I'm Carol Murray, and this podcast is the fifth and last conversation with subject matter experts Len Elder and Teresa Barnaby, which have been airing each month this month. They have over 20,000 hours in front of a classroom. Teresa Barnaby and Len Elder wanted to bring their teaching skills to the next level, and so they created CourseCreators.com, and they took the real estate industry and other businesses by storm because they've created energizing, inspiring, and courses that you always walk away from with something that's going to help you build your business. They live up to their mission, which is to make certain that their clients get it, use it, and become more successful because of it, guaranteed. Teresa and Len have also created training CDs to help your business. So please feel free to check out their full inventory of training CDs and course opportunities at their website, again, www.CourseCreators.com. They're very well-known national speakers, and they've taught classes and have had speaking engagements around the country in places like North Carolina, South Dakota, Arizona, Virginia, and Florida, to name a few. They are truly subject matter experts and definitely worth connecting with, whether it's going to be on Facebook, LinkedIn, through Twitter, and or through their website. I'd like to welcome both of you once again for our last conversation. I have great admiration for both Len and Teresa. I've known them for quite some time, and so this is a great honor for me to be able to have this hour of time carved out in their very busy schedule so they can share some of this information with you. So again, I really want to thank you for taking the time.
Carol, we are honored. We are honored. You have always been one of our heroes out there in the national lecture circuit.
I may have to start singing The Wind Beneath My Wings, right?
You know, I was afraid of that.
Yeah, everyone's like, okay, stop it now, move on. I'd like you to share with everyone about your new book. Can you talk to them about that? What inspired you to write it, the name, and what is it going to provide for them?
The book is Ovation, How to Present Like a Pro. I guess what inspired us is we love teaching. I mean, we spend our lives educating adults in all kinds of venues across all kinds of subjects. We couldn't really find out there anywhere a good guide. It may seem like we may know a lot in the book, but only because we spent 20,000 hours in the classroom. And, you know, you either learn something or you don't after that time. And we just kind of wanted to capture it. We're big believers in collaboration and sharing and the fact that we're all in this together. So if we can help elevate some other people or they can take some concepts or ideas that we've collected, that's really the purpose. And the coolest thing about it, Carol, is it's not just our ideas. Is we reached out, as you well know, because you're a curtain call author in this book. What we did for all the various sections is we reached out to the top national speakers, trainers that we knew. We asked them to give us their take on certain aspects of presenting and teaching. And by the way, thank you so much for your contribution to the book. Most of, I think, the speakers and trainers that are good at what they do out there, we kind of all learned it in the school of hard knocks, or we learned it from each other, or we swapped stories and we helped each other with different things. And so when you ask what was the major reason for writing the book, to keep all that from getting lost, to just try and preserve that.
What was the hardest thing about writing it?
Just the time. Sitting down and dedicating the time to get it finished. What I thought was going to be the hardest part ended up being the easiest part and the funnest part, and it was those curtain calls. I was absolutely overwhelmed by the caliber of people like you who stepped up without hesitation and said, I would be happy to contribute. I was just having trouble keeping up with all of them. You know, I did not have to beg anybody or hunt anybody's articles down. It was, what a joy. What a reflection of the camaraderie and the collaboration in our industry. And that makes me proud to be part of it.
Did you find it interesting to see the real different writing styles?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, you know, what's really fascinating is you know what's the top thing on their mind. Because even when we asked them to write a certain thing, they came back and still had this slant on it. The article that hit me the most was Len had coffee with two agents who come to all of our classes locally. And he asked them to write an article from an agent perspective.
Okay.
And when we got their article in, now they're not instructors, they're not writers, they're not teachers. They're just agents looking for something from us as instructors. Their section was probably the most inspirational, blow me away, oh my gosh, I didn't know the impact that we can have. That was amazing.
You know, their assignment essentially was, as an agent, as a business person, what are you looking for in education?
Mm-hmm.
And when you read that, you're going to find that many of the things that we've talked about in this series with you on these podcasts, that's right where they are. That's where they are coming from.
How, when you see this kind of feedback from student perspective and you
mm-hmm.
see it from the other business professionals and premier perspective, you've got all of this coming at you. Have you formulated a thought about what it takes to succeed in business today?
Here's my first thought. To really succeed in business, you got to find somebody who complements the strengths you don't have. So, see, I have the legal background and the communication skills, but my business partner has started and been successful at more businesses than I can imagine. So, Teresa, what's it take to be successful in business?
See, that's what makes him a good attorney. He just bounces that stuff right back at you. What does
go
it
back
take
to the expert. Yep.
Yeah. Yes. What does it take to be successful in business today? I call it you gotta wanna. You gotta wanna be successful in business. You have to want it, and you have to want it for a bigger reason than just getting up in the morning and going to work. You have to want it to the core of you, because there's a bigger why. What is your driver? I say all the time, you know, if you don't know what it is that you want in the bigger light of things, in the bigger picture, in the bigger personal fulfillment way, then it's so much easier to stay at home in the morning and watch Price is Right. Okay? Watch everybody else win the prize. Just stay home. But when you have a big with-em, a what's in it for me at the core, to wake up every morning and do what you have to do to be successful, then it never seems like work. So to me, it's the you gotta wanna. And when you want it bad enough and you know why you want it, you'll do what it takes. Okay, so that's like the 30,000 level viewpoint. The day-to-day front line, you got to figure out what your consumer wants, and you got to meet the need and exceed it. That's it. Don't make it any more difficult than it already is. Figure out what's the consumer need and meet it. So we sit and we say, well, how do I know what the need is? And all we have to do is wake up and look. Because consumers are talking all the time. We just have to plug in, hear what they're saying, and give it to them. That's it. I think the reasons why we don't cash in on that is we're too busy trying to formulate an answer to what we're hearing them saying. My thought is just stop, hear what they're saying, incorporate it.
So why do you think so many people are dropping to the wayside? You know, changing careers, getting out of education. Why do you think that's happening?
I think it's exactly what Teresa said. I don't think they had a big enough why. If you got in, I don't care what business you are, I'm going to echo her sentiments. If you got into education for the paycheck, if you got into education because you wanted to be the superstar that everybody came and listened to, you know, those just aren't big enough with them. Do it because you're interested in really driving someone else's career forward. Do it out of that motivation of people are counting on me to help them figure out something today. And you know what? You can't not do it then. And I would say one other thing. They forgot a component. It's a key component. It's something that we tried to embed in ourselves, the course creators, when we started. We still have to remind ourselves occasionally, but you got to laugh. You got to be having a good time, and you got to be having fun. And My dear, that's one of the reasons we like hanging around with Carol Marie. Because you know what? I don't think I've ever been around you that you just haven't made me laugh. And you know, the fun part is sometimes it's that day-to-day observations. Sometimes it's at ourselves. Do you lose that humor? Whatever you're doing would just make you old and gray.
Do you think technology increases or decreases the need for live instruction and presentation skills for our educators out there?
I think one of the biggest mistakes that many of us made was thinking that online or technology would take away our jobs as live instructors, because you need the same presentation skills and you need the same communication skills to create online content or to work in that world. And it's not, you know, it's always been either or. Is this class live or is this class online? What the future is going to be is my live class starts live and then has some online components, and then we talk on Facebook after the class. It's all going to mold together. We're going to be doing both. It's not an either or world.
Okay. And we'd like to pass on a tip, Carol. This is one of our things that we have a kick with in class. In our playbooks, we don't call them handouts, we don't call them workbooks, we don't call them manuals, we call them playbooks. In our playbooks, what we'll do is we'll give them a QR code, right? I hope everybody understands a QR code, where if you take a picture of it with a QR reader, it can take you right to a website. What we do is we embed the QR codes inside of our playbooks. And we say, if you want more information here, just click on, you know, take a picture of the QR code and go there. So we've integrated our playbook, our classroom, our PowerPoint presentations, and the internet. And, you know, it's the real world. People now can walk up to, what, any product in the store, take a picture of the barcode, and get a price comparison shopper on your smartphone. Mm-hmm. People are used to doing that. So the practical application of taking that thought inside the classroom, QR codes in your playbooks. It's amazing what people will do.
I thought it was interesting when I saw it at the end of a presentation that an instructor had put up a massive PowerPoint slide with a big, huge QR code, and then all these people are holding up their phones. I was thinking of a concert where we used to hold up lit candles.
I like
the way that you're applying it practically.
And if there are people online with us right now that don't understand that, just do a Google QR code, Google QR code reader, and Google has a tool that helps you create your own QR code, and then will give you the analytics that go with it so that you'll actually be able to see how many people have actually used that. So for the people who are listening to us that don't understand what we're talking about, just Google it. Isn't that interesting?
This has been absolutely delightful. Thank you for all the information that you have given us over this past month. Are there three takeaways that you'd like to end the podcast series with that you'd like to leave with our listeners?
I'll throw the first one out. Have fun or don't do it. Life's too short.
Build relationships. The technology just gives us a billion new ways to build relationships bigger, stronger, and deeper than we ever did before. And all business is, was, and always will be about the relationships.
And the last one I would say is just master your craft. Be the best you can be, period.
Thank you very much. I really appreciated this time, and it was great to get to know you a little bit better on the call this month.
Thank you.
What a joy, Carol. Thank you so much, and best of luck to you in your travels and speaking engagements as you travel around. I'm sure we will meet at a convention soon.
Yes, we will. Thank you both.
All right,
and dear. Len, how can they get a hold of you?
The easiest way to reach me would be by email. It's len@CourseCreators.com, but you can connect with Teresa and I on Facebook, and our website is CourseCreators.com, and you can connect with us there as well.
You can email me at TeresaB, TheresaB, @CourseCreators.com, and for those who want that good old-fashioned personal relationship, my phone number is 520-631-4537.
Terrific. Thank you both. Great information. And listeners, I hope you've got at least one or two things that you can use for your businesses. And again, please don't hesitate to contact these two very generous business professionals out there. They're there to help. Want again, thank you for listening to this edition of Just for a Moment. As always, if you have any comments, you're welcome to email me at Carol, K-A-R-E-L, at Carol.com, K-A-R-E-L.com. And this is Carol Murray. Glad that we've reconnected, Teresa and Lynn, and I'm signing off.